Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome to our Business Connection, and today our guest is the owner of the Sound Shop, Patty Jacobs. First of all, welcome to KRDO News Radio, Patty.
Thank you, Shannon. I'm glad to be here.
So we're going to be talking about in this segment how people's audio and video needs change depending on what different stage of life you're in. So first of all, when starting out, what do people consider the most?
Well, I would say, you know, lots of times we hear people say, oh, I've got the same stereo system I had when I was in college. And that might work for some people, but really people's needs change over time. So we need to kind of address that and see where people are in their life to make sure that they're getting the best enjoyment they can out of their audio and video systems. So, of course, when you're starting out, budget is always a priority, but we do both new and used equipment. So even if you can't afford the latest and greatest today, you can still get something you can enjoy for many years. So we want to make sure that people are staying within that budget, but also getting the enjoyment they should out of their audio and video systems. And used equipment is a great value, and it's also great for basements and garages and kids' spaces where maybe you don't want to spend a whole lot of money.
Right. So the first step, just like buying furniture, maybe you start with IKEA or some milk crates or something,
yeah.
And then you start stepping up. So when you're starting to step up to something nicer, beyond IKEA in the, you know, in that furniture metaphor there, what would you think about? What are the considerations?
So the next step up kind of depends on where you're at. Sometimes you run into constraints, either you're in an existing home that wasn't wired for what you want to do, or you're renting a space and you're not allowed to make any permanent changes. So we need to kind of see that space and help you work within the parameters that you have. And there's ways to do that. There's Wi-Fi surround systems, so you can have a nice surround sound system without making any permanent changes to the architecture of the house. So we just need to see it, and then we can make recommendations.
I love it. And then some people maybe luck into this, or they've been working toward this their entire lives, and they're set to build their dream home. What kind of things do you consider when you're trying to incorporate those sort of forever plans?
Yeah, so if you're lucky enough to be building a dream home or doing a major remodel, that's the time that you want to maybe integrate audio and video and control systems. So you're going to go all in with customized home theater, distributed audio throughout the house, maybe security, maybe shades, maybe surveillance, and outdoor entertainment areas. And if you're fortunate enough to be doing that, you're probably going to be looking at new high-end gear that integrates really well with control systems, and we would love to help you do that. We come out and do a full site survey and make recommendations from there, and there's no charge at all for that.
And here in Colorado, some people are lucky enough to have that second home up in the mountains, or maybe that you have a vacation home, a vacation rental somewhere else. What are the entertainment needs for those?
So vacation homes, because you're not always there, it's not a system you're using every day, or maybe you have other members of the family that are sharing that home with you or renting it out. So whatever we put in there needs to be very intuitive and easy to use. So you want to make sure whoever is in that house that they're going to turn it on and it's going to work. So that's when we get into making sure that there's streaming capability with Bluetooth or AirPlay so that people can play their own music off their own phones and be in that system and have it up and running the minute they walk in the door.
Yeah. And security systems, do you also do that for some of these places where people are not on site all the time?
We do. And typically security systems you want to be careful with. You want to be able to have some surveillance of the outside of the house. We don't recommend putting cameras inside a house. There's a lot of privacy issues involved with that, and we don't think it's a really good idea.
Well, and you can understand why, especially when there have been all these cases in the news. So definitely maybe stick around. Follow the professional's advice. Do you find customers follow your advice, or do they come in stuck on one thing and then it's hard to maybe switch them into another mode of looking at it?
I think they have kind of an idea of what they want, but they don't know what all the options are, and they don't know what all is out there that are possibilities. So we like to kind of guide people through that and give them some ideas that they maybe haven't even considered.
It's all about adaptation, isn't it? Adapting to those things, and maybe adapting to changing circumstances. Because just as we were talking about maybe accumulating that second home or building your dream home, some people have reached that stage in life where now they're trying to shed all those extra things, trying to downsize. What kind of considerations then start to come into play?
Well, we see this a lot, and really, when you're at that stage in life, you're pretty established. But if you're moving into a smaller, more manageable space, you're probably going to want less equipment. But it's going to be something that you might opt for higher quality equipment, more compact systems, things that kind of complement your decor and don't take up a whole lot of space. So think maybe in terms of like art frame TVs, that you can enjoy even when you're not watching television, Wi-Fi streaming sound, all kinds of different options to have a smaller system that's still high performance. And the important thing to remember is don't hang on to all your old equipment. We do trade-ins. We do consignments. Somebody else can use it. So move it along and get something that fits the stage of life you're in now.
Right, because there's nothing worse than having a lot of stereo speakers and equipment taking up space, especially if you're downsizing. And I love that you offer that option of a trade-in or consignment so that people can feel like their equipment is going to the next generation or to some people who dearly need it and maybe don't have the means to buy it fresh, buy it new. It's all about staying connected for life, right? Tell us about that statement.
Well, of course, everybody's life changes over time, and it's important to adapt to your changing circumstances, especially as you age. So maybe you want to get a larger screen size for your TV so you can see it easier and enjoy it more. Maybe you need television headphones so that if you're a little bit hearing impaired, you're not blasting everybody else out of the room, turning the volume up. So you're able to enjoy it, they're able to enjoy it, and you can all be watching the same thing. We also integrate hearing aids into systems. So there's all kinds of things. But the important thing is to don't be afraid to learn new technologies. You can get behind on technology so easily these days. But there are things like streaming that you can do off of your phone and still have access to all of that music you've loved your whole life. And it brings joy to your life, and it makes the quality of your life better. So it's important to stay connected for life, and we can help you do that.
Right. And to be able to share that, too, between maybe different locations and having that video component maybe allows people to do that in a very current way, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Well, Patty Jacobs, tell us where people can find you.
Well, we are at 1201 West Colorado. We were downtown for many years, but now we're on West Colorado, kind of halfway between downtown and Old Colorado City.
Great. And if they want to call your store, what's the number to call?
The number is 719-636-1684, and we are here Tuesdays through Saturdays from 9
Great.
To 5.
Great. I almost said the shop because it's the sound shop, of course, that we're talking about. And for us being located just near there on Southeast 8th Street or South 8th Street, just south of Cimarron, it kind of feels like you're the shop around the corner for us because
yes,
it's so close.
We really are.
Well, again, Patty Jacobs with the sound shop. So glad that you could join us here on KRDO News Radio and share how people can adjust their audio and video needs and find those needs answered at the Sound Shop and how they may change at different stages of their life. Been a really interesting conversation, Patty. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Shannon.
You're listening to KRDO News Radio. That was The Business Connection. I'm Shannon Brittius.